Hi there, it is lesson five. Thank you for joining me for your lesson five back to basics. This is actually your final lesson and the lesson that we're going to cover receiving guidance and messages from your team. A lot of people think, oh, I need a message. I have to go see a psychic or a medium. But the truth is the answers are right there with you. In fact, they're right at your fingertips. It is so easy for us to connect with our loved ones that I think sometimes we overthink it. Everything is made up of energy. Your mind, your body, your spirit, the chair you're sitting on, the pencil you might be holding, the computer, the device you're listening to me on, everything is made up of energy. And when we cross over, we're still energy. The only thing we lose is our physical body and our ego, because we don't need an ego on the other side. So if you think about it, that energy is just moving at such a high vibrational rate that you're unable to actually be able to see spirit. But the truth is, spirit's all around you. And animals move at a different vibrational energy than we do. So oftentimes animals can hear and feel spirit. That's why oftentimes animals seem to appear more intuitive than humans are. But the truth is they're not. It's just about us tuning in and connecting ourselves. The fastest way to slow down and make a connection with your team is to meditate. Slow down your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. Get quiet and get still. Because it's almost like you're in this like matrix state of being, or this like very purposeful, mindful place. And when I say meditate, that doesn't mean you have to cross your legs on a yoga mat and hum, you know, Meditating can be walking, and there's nothing wrong with that if you do that, but meditating can be walking, it can be praying, it can be sitting in silence. There's a lot of different ways to meditate. But meditation is really something that will help you raise your vibration and connect with spirit. The other thing is to watch for the signs and ask spirit for them. A lot of people don't realize, listen, they're around you, they're with you all the time. Just ask. Hey, spirit, I know that you're, or, hey, mom, if I'm supposed to move, can you send me a purple elephant? Now, I don't expect that that purple elephant is going to show up tomorrow, but I do watch for a purple elephant. And if I happen to see one or comes across the TV screen, then I know she's saying, yeah, it's time to move. You got to go. Listen, there's all kinds of questions and games that you can ask spirit. You have to think about it like you're still connected. Excuse me. Imagine if you were in a house and they were living on the top of the house and you're living on the bottom of the house and you can't see each other and you can't go outside, but you can bang, you know, a broom on the roof, or you can drop something down the vent like a dime, or you can flash a number out onto the street. There's all kinds of way that spirit wants to communicate with you. Oracle cards, tarot cards, those are all great tools. Pendulums is another great tool. But being open to spiritual communication is where it starts. Your guides and angels are going to communicate with you the same way your loved ones are. And how to tell the difference between the messages is an angel will sound very like holy and spiritual and almost like pure divine love and light. An angel will never tell you to hate anybody or to do anything wrong. I mean, listen, my mom might tell me, no, you shouldn't do that to that person because that's how she would have done it. But an angel will say, give everybody the shirt off your back. And then a guide is a master guide who's been incarnated in this lifetime. So a guide is definitely someone who's been and learned all the life lessons and is absolutely going to be ready to share them with you. So keep an open mind and remember to watch for signs, but meditation is key. Crystals are wonderful devices that can be used to help you build a connection with spirit. Go get yourself some oracle cards. They're not just for psychics, and keep an open mind. I keep saying that because I think that people expect as mediums and psychics that I just see like dead people floating around. And I don't. I see energies floating around. I might see a hand or feel something or see something. Communicating with spirit is like a thought that interrupts the other thoughts in your mind. And the truth is, we've been doing it since the day you were born. You're not doing something new. I'm just reminding you to do something that you did the day you came here. I hope that makes sense. And I hope you enjoyed this little mini course back to basics. I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.